My friends, in Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. Again, Paul's word from 1 Corinthians. He writes, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. God's Word. Please be seated. Well, based on these words today, I want to say that love is for grown-ups. And someone may say, well, now wait a minute, Pastor. I thought Jesus said that in the kingdom we are supposed to be like children. Isn't that the Bible verse that we hear every time we baptize a baby? That unless you become like a child, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And yes, that is very true. That's true. Indeed, we are supposed to trust like a child. But that does not mean we are supposed to act like a child. And there's a big difference. There are some social commentators that have pointed out that we live in a very childish society that says, you know, you're only young once, but you can be as immature as you want for as long as you want. And so we have a childish society that tells us that, you know, the more toys you have and the sooner you get them and the more gigabytes they have, the happier you'll be. That you aren't cool unless you wear a certain brand of clothing. That you can be sexually irresponsible and not have to worry about any of the consequences. Or that it's not fair that someone else should have more toys than I do, and that person who has more than I do should be made and forced to share with me. It's all very childish, but that's the world we live in. At its core, of course, childishness is selfishness. You know a child's favorite word, right? Oftentimes, it's the word mine. And if a child, a small child especially, grows up with an older sibling, they may actually learn to say the word mine before they can even say mommy and daddy. And usually when they say it, they don't say it once, they repeat it. Mine, mine, mine. It's all very childish. Hopefully, as grown-up Christians, we realize there's no such thing as mine. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, then it borders on blasphemy for me to say that anything is mine. Mine is childish thinking that can only lead to childish behaviors and infantile envy and juvenile schoolyard conflicts between us. No, it's not mine. Legally it's mine, but in the big picture it's not mine. All that we have is thine alone. Isn't that what we sing? All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. I don't own it. I'm a steward. And that's not a very popular idea in our childish culture. And very often it's frankly not a very popular idea even in the church, which results in a lot of childishness even in congregations. That's why St. Paul, and that's nothing new to us or to any other congregation, it was happening way back at the beginning of the church. St. Paul, in some of his letters, had to tell his readers to grow up. To move on from the milk of the word to the meat, the grown-up stuff. Because while we're supposed to trust like children, we are supposed to love like grown-ups. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me, Paul says. A grown-up Christian knows that every heartbeat is a gift. Each new day is a gift. Every nickel that I have is a gift. Every person in my life is a gift. Every material possession of mine is a gift. Every one of you is a gift. What do we have that's not a gift? Thank God, not even my sins are mine anymore. Because our Savior is a gift to us. God so loved this world that He gave His only Son. And He wrapped that gift for us in swaddling clothes. Only that that gift might be later on swaddled once again in grave clothes. After He had given up His life for ours. Not even my sins are mine anymore. Because Christ has taken away the sins of the world. And that's the reason God doesn't just wipe us out right now, on the spot. But instead, He gives us yet another new day. And He gives us every other good gift of life, all of His mercies, new to us each day, as He patiently waits for us to repent and to believe the gospel. Or, having believed the gospel, He patiently allows us time to grow up until we come to maturity and recognize that all that He's given to us in Christ is to be used for the very mature purpose of serving our neighbor and of seeking the salvation of as many as possible. I like the way Jesus said it. Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Using the resources of your life to make friends with whom you can share the eternal dwellings. That's love. It is grown up, mature, adult, well-ripened, Christ-like love. So trust the Savior like a child, but love like a grown-up. Specifically, Paul says, impatience is childishness. Like the kid who can't wait for the swing, so she pushes the other kid off of the swing. Or like the Christian who has very little tolerance for those who see things differently or want to do things differently. Love, on the other hand, like God, is patient. Meanness is childish. Like that clique of fifth graders who's constantly picking on that unpopular kid in the class. Or like the Christian who would demean a fellow member by talking about them behind their backs. Love, on the other hand, like God, is kind. Boastfulness is childish. Like the 8-year-old who tries to stir up envy by taunting another kid, I can kick the ball farther than you can. Or like the church member who thinks that his family's long history in the church should get him special consideration. Love, on the other hand, like God, is not boastful. Arrogance and rudeness are childish. Like a second grader who tries to make herself feel more important by cutting others down and calling them names. Or like a Christian who never does outgrow that kind of behavior. Love, on the other hand, is like God. It's humble and it's polite. Insisting on your own way is childish. Like the boy who wasn't allowed to be the team captain, so he sat down and he pouted in the dust. Or like the church member who stops attending or stops giving because a vote didn't go his way. Love, on the other hand, does not insist on its own way. Grudge-bearing is childish. Like the 8th grader who despises his teammates because they get more playing time. Or like the Christian who begrudges the person whose ideas won out over their own. Love, on the other hand, does not resent. Rejoicing in wrongdoing is childish. Like the kindergartner who laughs when one kid hits another. Or like the Christian who thinks it's funny when somebody gets drunk and behaves like a fool. Love, on the other hand, rejoices in godliness. Paul uses this whole analogy of growing up to manhood to illustrate how the pervasive childishness of this life is temporary and passing, and that there is a very grown-up kind of love that's going to ultimately prevail in this world, that will characterize the life to come. For now, Paul says, for now we see but this dim image of God, this God who made us. But then we will see face to face. For now, he says, in this childish life of ours, now we know the things of God only partially. But then when we are mature and grown up, we will have the full knowledge of him, even as he fully knows us. Life now, in this childish phase, as compared to what it's going to be, is like the difference between childishness and manhood. Completely different phases of life. For now, during this childish existence, this childish world of ours, we need prophecies and tongues and revelations, that God might, through his revelation, save us from our own childishness and curb our childish behaviors. But one day, the creation will be mature and we will be mature with it. Faith will give way to sight. Why do we need faith anymore when we can see our Savior face to face? Hope will give way to fulfillment. Why do we need hope anymore when all of our dreams are fulfilled? But love will never end. That's why love is the greatest. Love just gets better and better. And all of the childishness of this life will not only be forgiven, but finally it will be behind us forever. Until then, trust like a child, but love like a grown-up. And along the way, do enjoy those moments that God gives to you when you see a small glimpse of love, the way it's going to be when we are all matured and perfected. There's a kindergarten teacher I know who told me a story about one of her students just this past week. The snack du jour was a granola bar, and you could either have the peanut butter chocolate chip or the s'mores. Well, the last three students to get their granola bars all wanted the s'mores flavor, but there were only two of those bars left. None of them was willing to back down and take the peanut butter chocolate chip so that the other two could have the s'mores. You know how children are. I want the s'mores. I won't eat the peanut butter chocolate chip. I don't even like peanut butter chocolate chip. Can I please have the s'mores? You know, they were very childish. Well, you know what happened? One of the boys in the class, who had already received one of the much coveted s'mores flavors, came over and held out his s'mores bar and said, "That's okay. You can have my s'mores bar." And love solved the problem. And every once in a while, in this broken, loveless world, we catch a glimpse like that of a love that is very grown up. A love like God's love, selfless and kind and sacrificial. And sometimes even children will shine through with a love like that. And it's a beautiful thing. May we learn that lesson very well. Since God so loved us, that's how we ought to love one another. Trust like a child, but love like a grown-up. In the name of Christ, amen. Friends, may the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.